Mountain racers from across the world will congregate in Seward on Saturday for the 82nd running of the Mount Marathon race. The 3,022-foot, 3.1-mile race can leave even some of the most talented racers torn up, bleeding, and gasping for air. But every year, the mountain race that bills itself as the oldest in existence keeps bringing runners back. APRN's Susanna Caldwell has more.
Rain or shine, extreme heat, or bitter cold, the Mount Marathon race will still be a go, even for Brent Knight, who's going for his sixth finish.
It gets really uncomfortable on that mountain when it gets hot because there's a lot of heat pockets and stuff within the trees that just makes that mountain a giant oven. And no one really likes that.
The Alaska Pacific University Nordic Ski Club member, who has been a perennial top 10 finisher, prefers overcast and cold during the race, but sun after the finish. While the weather won't be known until Saturday, what will be known is that 900 people will scramble up the peak. This year, 1,400 people signed up, hoping for a spot. Race director Laura Kluberton says it's not the record, but it's close.
It's pretty high. It's on a weekend, so that's usually, you know, we get a lot of returning runners on a weekend. It was just a touch lower than last year, but last year was a record year, so we were just a touch under last year, but pretty close to last year. So good to see that the race is so popular and people want to come to Seward.
Of the new racers hoping to get in, 42 women made it out of the 208 who applied, and 36 men got in out of the 269 who vied for a spot. And for the runners who really want to get in, there's always the auction, but those slots go for as much as $1,000 each. But then there's another price, the potential for serious injury on the extreme course. The Providence-Seward Medical Center makes sure to prepare. Dr. Ray Robinson says they have extra staff and supplies on hand.
Historically, there's been some pretty bad head injuries. You know, running down the mountain at the speeds these runners do, anybody's potentially capable of taking a big tumble, especially in the areas where there's small cliffs with loose rocks, and these could certainly result in fatal injuries. The most serious injury I guess I've dealt with was a very deep cut to a young runner's thigh that required two layers of suture to bring it together.
The doctors set up an aid tent at the bottom of the cliff where the runners descend before the final push to the finish chute. But the hospital also happens to be in very close proximity.
The emergency room itself is literally on the running course. So if you're running into town, you can literally take a left right into our ambulance bay. I've never heard of a runner going directly in there off of the course, but there's certainly that option.
But five-time champion Cedar Bourgeois from Seward isn't concerned. She's just trying to relax before she makes an attempt at her sixth consecutive title.
Yeah, there's a lot of pressure, but then you just have to pipe down and kind of put it all into perspective. It is just a race, just for fun. I just have to constantly stay grounded, and that really helps my nerves. I mean, it's kind of good there's no prize money in it, because it just, you know, it's not a life or death thing. So nothing, I'm not going to be kicked out of town if I don't win.
This year, she's hoping to beat her best time, set in 2005, when she covered the steep 3-mile course in 51 minutes, 44 seconds.
Why haven't I been able to catch that yet or improve it? It just drives me batty. So, yeah, I would definitely like to get in the 51s again. Of course, my ultimate goal is to have the dream race, get in the 50s, but yeah, I'm just not quite sure if I'm there this year.
But ultimately, she's just excited to be involved in something she really cares about.
It's such an Alaskan, just unique, historical thing, and I'm so happy to be part of that and a part of history. That's the race. But in general, just being in the mountains in the sport that I just have excelled in because I love it, that's what it means to me.
The run starts off with the junior race at 9:30 a.m., the women's at 11:15, and the men's at 3. In an attempt to avoid congestion, the race will also include a wave start. In both the men and women's races, a select group of 150 runners will take off 5 minutes before the rest of the pack. In Anchorage, I'm Susanna Caldwell.